With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Too much fun with audio.
And he goes up to Chris. He says, "Hey, Chris, look who I've got here." He says, "Is that your son?" He said, "No, not my son." Try again. He says, "Is that Damon Amendola's son?" He's 21 years old.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
There are no 21-year-old sons in my life. I just want that on record. I am scurvious. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. You can listen to us everywhere, including across the great CBS Sports Radio network and all of our wonderful affiliates and SiriusXM Channel 206. The best of video clips are available on YouTube as well and on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Joining us now to talk NBA is our good friend from NBA TV, Jared Greenberg. Jared, good morning.
Oh, it's that time of the year.
What does that mean?
Well, you remember who I am.
Oh, right. Football's over.
Yeah. Hi, DA.
Hey, man. How's it going? How's the season been? Who's in first place?
Wow. Wow. How is the town in my great city of Atlanta?
Let me tell you. I thought Atlanta was an amazing host city. I thought that everything being consolidated downtown was very good. There was a lot of closed streets and some congestion, but that's to be expected. But I thought that you can tell when there's hospitality in a Super Bowl town because you're paid to be hospitable, and then when there's real hospitality. And I thought everybody down there was literally happy for people to see Atlanta, and that goes a long way.
Well, that's funny because they were paid to be there because nobody's downtown other than the Super Bowl.
But I'm talking about my Uber drivers and my waitresses and the people around town that I got to meet. I mean, I just thought that everybody was legitimately very hospitable, which is a great item to have in your city.
Yeah, well, I wasn't hospitable. You and I didn't get to hang out when you were down there. I was a little disappointed about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what can I say?
Let's talk some hoops, DA. You excited for the NBA stretch run? We only got about 25, 26 games left.
Yes, I am. So I want to ask you, Boston Celtics, is there blame to go on Brad Stevens for the fact that this has been kind of a sideways season with the big expectations and the fact that they coughed away a 28-point lead the other day?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we all just want to give blame anytime things don't go well. I'll reserve blame for a playoff failure. Because I think that we've kind of underappreciated or undervalued just how big of an overtaking this would be, which Brad Stevens was very open about over the summer and into the preseason about how difficult this would be for a team with all of these young up-and-coming stars, or at least players with potential to be stars, who were in quote-unquote starring roles last year in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and then all of a sudden, because the team's two best players, Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward, were coming back, they would have to change roles. So, listen, we're, you know, more than 50 games in, and you should start to see improvement, but we did. I mean, prior to this, the team won 11 of 12 games, right? So let's not throw it all away for one really bad loss, which was it's a terrible loss. In the NBA, you don't want to give up. It's very rare that you give up 28-point leads. But I will say, I before I start to say Brad Stevens is not the golden child anymore of NBA coaches, I will say let's wait to see what he does in the playoffs, because right now what he has is this playoff experience with a lot of these young guys, which so many of the other teams in the NBA, or at least in the Eastern Conference, don't have.
Do you consider the addition of Tobias Harris, now the 76ers, the best team in the East?
I wouldn't put him at the best in the East. Again, you know, let's be consistent in our conversations here. What the Celtics have had over 50 games to try and figure out and get right, it's going to now take the Sixers just over 20 games to get right. And let's not have short memory failure. And I know you were locked into the NFL when this was happening. Mm. But when the Sixers acquired Jimmy Butler, they won their first – well, they lost their first game, but then they went on to win several games right after acquiring him, and then they kind of had a rocky road. So these things kind of happen, and the opponent plays into a lot of this, and how you're playing, and the adrenaline and the momentum. You know, let's Philadelphia, I think, did a great. It was a great move. Now, listen, they have to retain Tobias Harris to make this great, because what they had to give up to get him was a huge haul. So I would just say, let's be patient, and as much as we're unsure about the Celtics, let's not give a couple games to the Sixers and say crown them the best team in the East yet.
Jerry Greenberg, our guest from NBA TV. So let's go back to that. I mean, is it too risky for the 76ers have traded for an expiring contract like Tobias Harris if he ups and leaves in the offseason?
Yes. You know, I would say absolutely, because you're trying to build around the thing that they're doing here, which is interesting as opposed to so many other teams, is they already have the franchise changer in Embiid. And I think most people would say that, you know, not far behind him is Ben Simmons, although there's a lot in his game that people still need to see. But what you're trying to do is create a situation where you can plug in holes around him, and Tobias Harris is a borderline all-star. I mean, I would have made the argument that he should have been made the all-star team this year from the Clippers. But you go and you get him, and you give up a guy like, you know, I don't know how many of your listeners truly understand how good Landry Shamet was who they gave up for him, but then to give up two first-round picks in the NBA, there's only two first-round picks out there that are unconditional, meaning that there's no protections on them, that it could be the first overall pick is conveyed. The Sixers just gave up one of those two in a couple of years from now to get a guy like Tobias Harris. So it's very risky. On top of the fact that all they had to give up to get Jimmy Butler, who could walk as well, I think it's probably more likely that they try and keep Tobias Harris and let Jimmy Butler walk. But if you have those two guys go and then all you gave up for him, and if you don't win a title after all of this, yeah, it's a lot, because now you're trying to impress Joel Embiid, and if you can't retain guys around Embiid, he's going to be sitting there saying, what's going on, guys?
Sixers have a great starting five, but we worry about their bench. The Celtics have been kind of sideways all season long. The Bucks have Giannis, and he's amazing. But are the Raptors the best team top to bottom in the East?
Yes, there's no question. And what they also have, too, which I was kind of getting at with the Celtics, is they have guys who maybe they haven't necessarily done it together, which is going to be a big question mark heading into the playoffs. But you add Marc Gasol, who went deep into the playoffs many times with Memphis. He went to the Western Conference Finals once. You have Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, who won championships with San Antonio, to a team that has guys like Kyle Lowry, who, listen, he's had his playoff failures, there's no doubt, but he's been through it a lot. They're playing very good basketball, and I think that experience of not only tasting success but tasting failure in the playoffs is so important in the NBA. The Warriors didn't win a title the first time they got together and played basketball. In fact, you know, they lost in the NBA playoffs. So it's a little bit of, you know, you got to take a step back, take two steps forward, and I think that that's going to be a huge advantage for them. You know, I think Milwaukee's a great team too, DA, as you're talking about, but they've only been to the playoffs twice, and they lost in the first round each time. So is that enough for them? I think it's going to be a great question as we head into the stretch run.
Everybody torched Kevin Durant last week for him lashing out of the media after taking 9 days of media silence, radio silence. I did as well. You're usually more level-headed about these things. Was there a defense to be made for Kevin Durant in the way that he handled himself last week?
No, I mean, I understand the constant questions, and if that was it, my issue was this. Number one, if you just want to play basketball, which he said a couple of times during his press conference, there are plenty of basketball courts in this country, in this world. There are plenty of basketball leagues in this country and in this world where nobody will bother you before, during, or after a game. Go play at a local Y. Go play basketball. Go have fun. Nobody will ask you a single question about where you're going to play next year because it's not the NBA. You chose to make millions of dollars playing basketball in the NBA, and part of your actual contractual obligation is to speak with the media. Now, if you have a problem with them constantly asking you about where you're going to be next year as a free agent, then come up with a stock answer and just say that. You're allowed to answer questions however you want. Just, you know, you don't always have to be a jerk about it. And I don't know if he was being a jerk about it, but him using the excuse of the one particular writer, Ethan Strauss, who is one of the most talented writers in the NBA, you know, I believe if I have my dates right, that this was last week, you know, I'm not very good at math, DA, that he took the 9 days off of speaking to the media. He came out, I believe it was on February 6th. It was the day before February 5th when Ethan Strauss' piece came out. So to blame 9 days on media silence of something that came out the day before is just, to me, an excuse. It was a crutch. And it was disappointing to hear from Kevin Durant, who listen, he can say whatever he wants to the media, but to be a jerk about it and to take it out on the media for wanting to get to know you because the fans want to get to know you, I think is a little ridiculous. And again, I circle back. You can play basketball anywhere you want. You can go to a local Y, you can go to your local, you know, street corner and play basketball, and nobody will ever ask you any questions about where you're going to play next year.
Yeah, and doesn't it feel a little disappointing or that he just lacks self-awareness? He's going to be a free agent because he signed 1 and 2 year deals.
Correct.
This is obviously part of his storyline. So this idea that he can escape the speculation of where he's going to go, it's just like, wow, Kevin Durant, I think, is a good guy largely, but boy, does he have some blind spots, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. And listen, he's good enough where the team's been cool with him signing these 1 and 2 year deals, and in certain instances has actually helped the team in terms of their salary cap and luxury tax situation, but that's not even it. I mean, I think you're right. You know, he's got every right to sign whatever deal he wants, but you're right. You should be aware of your situation that you, in addition to signing up to play for the Warriors, you've also signed up to be a free agent next year.
Had he signed a 4-year, 5-year deal, he doesn't have to deal with those questions. It's like, what do you think? You're one of the best basketball players in the world, and when you change teams, you shift the fortunes of an entire league. Of course we're going to wonder about where you're going to go. Like, I can't believe he thinks that that's an unfair part of this reality for him.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm totally with you. I think there is a human element to it to a certain extent, but I think that what you're talking about outweighs that because there are ways out of it. And here's the thing. You know, he plays for the team, the Golden State Warriors, that have head and shoulders. It's not even close. It's not even a team that's even worthy of being in second place in terms of their PR department. The Golden State Warriors have the best PR department in all of sports, not just the NBA. And the fact that he can't even take advantage of that and learn how to massage the situation and spin it and take control of it, take hold of the narrative, be the guy who comes out every day and says, listen, you know, come up with a stock answer. I haven't decided anything. I'll decide that July 1st. We'll get into all that July 1st. And just put that on repeat and keep on saying that, or come up with any answer that suits you, you just can't get annoyed with the situation that you've created.
Yeah. Jared Greenberg joins us from NBA TV. I apologize that it comes to this, that we only call you after the Super Bowl is done, but now you become our favorite guest. You know this. We love you here on the show, and so I hope that you answer our phone calls next time around.
How many other people do you say are your favorite guests?
I mean, we're down to a pretty thin bench here. I mean, maybe 2 or 3.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Good. So I'm okay with that.
Okay. Thanks, Jared.
You guys are the best. Appreciate it.
Jared Greenberg, NBA TV, joining us here on the DA Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.